I'll look in your Bibles, the book of Proverbs today, the book of Proverbs chapter 14, and I'm going to read verse number 34 today, Proverbs chapter number 14, verse 34, and again, a joy to be in the Lord's house. I appreciate God allowing us one more opportunity to assemble together. Appreciate every song this morning, how it has ministered grace to our hearts, and I thank Him and I praise Him for that today, and I want you to pray the Lord to help us this morning. I appreciate this week someone texted me a verse of scripture that God touched their heart with and wanted to share with me, felt like they ought to, and I'm glad they did. Sometimes as I'm studying, there's warfare raging, spiritual warfare, as I try to get ready for these services. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but it can be a battle sometimes, getting zeroed in on the message God wants, and the Bible tells us, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Some messages, some services are in season. Boy, it's great. It's glorious. How we shout, we rejoice. Others are just out of season. Not a whole lot happening. A lot of different things can go on in a service. But you know what? You got to preach then too. Amen. So I'm going to just preach the good word of God, and we're going to leave it at that. And I tell you this, it's forever settled in heaven, and it will help us. Amen. And I praise Him and give Him glory today. Proverbs 14, you will and able stand this morning. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 34. The Bible said, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let's read that again. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you for the good songs of Zion that have been sung in this place today. Lord, I'm glad I know you're great and you're glorious and holy and righteous and just. And Lord, we ask you this morning that you'd help me, help each one to forget about the unnecessary things of life for just a little while. And may our minds be alert. May our hearts be receptive for the preaching of the Word of God. Father, we do ask you for our nation this morning, God, that you'd help us. Lord, we know that we're instructed, commanded to pray for those in authority. But Lord, we know this, the hope of our nation is revival. And Lord, you send revival through your people, through your church. Help us, oh God, to be vessels that'll be salt and light in these days. Save that soul that's nearest hell in this service this morning, and we'll praise you and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Again, the Bible said, Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I'll preach this morning just a few minutes by the help of the Lord on this subject of America's greatest enemy. America's greatest enemy. Now, I want to say something. There's a lot in the news with our country, a lot happening in our country. And there are those who say this is the answer, and someone says that's the answer. But can I tell you the hope and the answer for America is the Lord God of heaven. There is no other answer. No man can fix this. God will have to divine interception. My friend, help this country that's headed in the wrong direction in a lot of ways. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not political, and you know that. I don't care about parties. They're not the hope. They're not the answer. But I will say this. We are commanded to pray for them and lift them up before God. But God's going to work in our country through us that are saved by the grace of God. Now we have an enemy today. Someone said, preacher, are you going to preach on Russia? No. Though they are a threat, though they can be a problem. Someone said, will you preach on the Middle East countries? Well, they're a threat there, but that's not the enemy I'm preaching about. Someone would say, preacher, are you going to preach on Islamic terrorists today? No. Though they are a real threat, but our greatest enemy in our country today is a three-letter word, and that word is sin. That is the greatest enemy that America has, is a sin problem. We're wanting to call everything a disease or a disorder in these days. But bottom line is this. We have a sin problem in America. We have a sin problem in our communities and in our lives sometimes. But ladies and gentlemen, it is the greatest enemy that faces our nation is this thing about sin today. Oh, we're in a day they want to talk about a lot of gray areas. Well, this Bible ain't a gray thing. Amen. It's righteousness or unrighteousness. It's holiness or unholiness. This Bible's clear on what sin really is and what sin will do in the lives of a people. He said righteousness exalteth a nation. Boy, people that live right and holy, man, there's an uphill side to this thing, a glorious side to this thing, if we live righteous before God. But he said this, but sin is a reproach to any people. America is in the shape she's in because of sin. Amen. Hey, everybody wants to point fingers, but let's just go with what we know. Amen. Sin is a reproach to any people. Amen. Now, there's three things I look at about our sin as a nation today. Let me say, first of all, we need to face our sin. Amen. We need to come to grips. Yes, as a nation, we have sinned against God and before God. By the way, sin is an awful thing. That's right. Sin separates from God. Sin is not something great or glorious, but sin is awful and it's very destructive in its end. Oh, friend, the Bible says to us in 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Hey, we need to face our sins as a nation today. Do you understand when a nation sins, everybody that's a part of it's guilty? You do understand that. In the sight of God. Hey, understand this. Everybody in the Old Testament in Israel had not turned their back on God. They were those remnants of folk that still loved God and served God and were doing right. But the nation was judged and they were called in it. Why? Because they was part of the nation of Israel. Amen. So we're guilty. Hey, we need to face our sin today. Hey, our sins are many in this nation. We're guilty of the sin of greed. Amen. Man of covetousness, desiring what everybody else has got. We got people that are killing over a dollar. That's right. Robbing and stealing and killing for just a little money. Hey, we're guilty of the sin of lust and sexual sins in America today. Amen. Now, I'll say this, and you hear me this morning, and hear me real good. We're in a day where folk, I don't think anything's wrong, and don't think you ought to preach against sodomy and bestiality and about the pedophile crowd. But I'll tell you something, this Bible's against sexual sins. Amen. Hey, same-sex marriage is against this Bible. Amen. God's intent's been a man and woman had to be married, not two men and not two women. Amen. You say, I don't like it. Well, get in line with the devil and everybody else. Amen. It's still right what I'm preaching today. friend, our nation is guilty of lust and sexual sin. It's guilty of lying and cheating and stealing. Oh, yeah. We're guilty of drunkenness. Our nation, here's what gets me. They want to have freedom to have all their beer commercials. And talk about how good it is. And then they, at the end, to feel better about themselves. They say drink responsibly. There is no such thing. Amen. It's sin. It's wrong. That's right. It's not a disease. You say alcoholism's a disease. No, it's not. It's a sin. Amen. And it's a sin that is destroying our nation. Hey, today's going to be one of the big beer days of this country. That's right. Hey, our nation is a nation of drunkards this morning. Hey, not only that, hey, we're guilty of witchcraft in this country. Amen. There is no white magic and black magic. It's all wicked, it's all sinful, it's all satanic. Amen. Hey, our nation is eat up with witchcraft. It is eat up, my friend, with idolatry. Oh, yeah. We're praised that the ones in the music crowd and those in Hollywood and the sports star, they're idols in this country. Amen. Hey, he did say in the Word of God, it is a law, it's a part of the law of God to have no other gods before him. Hey, you understand you can be guilty of idolatry and never bow down to a wooden potentate or a golden image of some kind. Are you hearing me this morning? I'm saying there's idolatry in our country. Oh, yeah. When you put something before God, it's an idol. And it's wrong and it's sin. Amen. Hey, we're guilty of murder. We're murdering the unborn. That's right. Hey, that's a sin. You say, y'all don't preach that. I'm going to preach like that because it's right. Hey, I'm going to tell you how I know it's a sin, how I know it's wrong. According to the Bible in Psalm 139, I want to read this to you, and you hear me this morning, and begin verse 13. He said, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. Curiously in the lowest part of the earth, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in that book all my members were written, which in the continuous were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Hey, that lets me know life begins at conception. Amen. They say, well, that embryo, that little, it's not a person yet. Yes, it is. God has recorded all that baby's parts down. Amen. And I want to say something here about this transgender community stuff for just a moment too. God didn't make them that way. They made a choice. Are you hearing me? We are wonderfully and fearfully made. God don't make a mistake. Amen. Hey, friend, the Bible's very clear about these things. Oh, we're guilty, my friend, of lawlessness in America. We have constitutional rights, and I thank the Lord we do. We're exercising one of those this morning in the freedom of religion. Amen. We're not in fear that we'll be arrested for being here today. Amen. Thank God. Hey, I'll say this. We have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble when we don't like something. Did you hear me? Peaceably. We're not rioting and burning. It's not included in that right. Amen. Hey, that's being lawless. Amen. Oh, they want free speech, they say. But they want the free speech and nobody else to have it. All right? Lawlessness is very rampantly getting to be more dominant in America. Amen. There's right and there's wrong. Amen. Always have been, always will be, and it will not change. As a nation, we need to face our sins today. Let me say, no, we need to face our sin. But number two, we need to forsake our sins. Amen. The Bible declares to us in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13, he that covereth this sin shall not prosper. You're not going ahead. You're not going to be moving in the right direction if you cover up your sin. Amen. Oh, here's what he said. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Amen. Hey, as a nation, we don't only need to face our sin, but we need to forsake our sin to repent. Hey, do you know what? This Bible says a whole lot about repentance. Amen. Do you know you'll have to repent to get saved? And you know proof of you that you repented and got saved is the fact you are still repenting? Amen. Repentance was preached and taught in the Old Testament and the New Testament. John the Baptist preached on repentance. Jesus preached on repentance. His disciples preached the repentance. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you to be true to the Bible, we better keep on preaching repentance. A turning from sin and a turning to God. Amen. Hey, friend, listen to me. Siding on God's side against yourself. God owes us nothing in America. Not one thing. God ought to judge us and let us cease to exist, but God has been merciful through these years. Amen. Hey, friend, I believe because of a remnant. I believe because where we've helped Israel in the past, and if we want God's blessing, we better stay with the nation of Israel. Amen. Hey, you realize that Hezekiah's revival, 2 Kings chapter 18, they began to get rid of the idols, began to tear down the things that was wrong, remove some stuff that was wrong out of the land. There was repentance involved. Hey, what about Josiah's revival? It's the same way. Every real move of God, there is repentance of sin. Hey, Josiah did this too. He called his nation together and said, we need to repent. See, in 2 Kings 22, they found the book of the law and they read it. Boy, it got a hold of Josiah. And then in chapter 23, he called the people together and said, we need to repent. We need to get rid of some stuff. I tell you what, it would be a hallelujah day in my heart if our leaders would call our nation to repentance. Amen. Hey, policy's policy, but I'm going to tell you what, we need more than policy. We need repentance. Amen. Oh, friend, we need a true repentance that produces action. Amen. You see, there's true repentance, there is false repentance, and there is a repentance that's too late. Amen. Hey, when judgment comes, it's too late to repent. Amen. Because God ain't going to stop once the wheel of judgment begins rolling. That's right. He gives space to repent and you repent and not. Therefore, judgment comes. Amen. Hey, we need to face our sin. We need to forsake our sin. Let me say also, we need forgiveness of our sins. Hey, the Bible still declares to us in 2 Chronicles, chapter number 7, verse 14, that great verse. He said, my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven and do what? And forgive their sin and heal their land. Hey, only God can forgive sin. Not a priest, not a statute. But God himself is the only one that can forgive sin. He said in 1 John chapter 1 in verse number 9, he said, we confess our sins. He is faithful. Hey, I'm glad God's faithful. We fail. We come short of his glory. But God is faithful. Then it said this, and just. Hey, nothing wrong with him. He's holy. He's righteous, he's sinless. But he also has the right because of that, to forgive sin. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, friend, today we find that God can forgive our sin as a nation. Hey, I'm glad of that. If I didn't believe that, I'd quit. Amen. God has gave us space to repent. A little space that we could get right with God as a country. I believe that in my heart. Amen. Hey, friend, here it is. As God's people, we have a God-given right to enjoy freedom in Christ. We're free, but we also have a great responsibility that our light would shine before this world, before this nation, that they'd see Christ, the hope and the only hope. Amen. Hey, friend, today I say to us as God's people, the need is still revival in our hour. Amen. Hey, David served his generation. Scripture lets us know that. I want to serve my generation. What about you? I want to be salt and I want to be light in a world that's full of corruption and darkness. Amen. Hey, friend, our greatest enemy as America is sin. It's sin. Everybody look at me just a minute and I'm going to close in prayer. You can't handle sin. I can't handle sin. Nobody else can handle sin. It'll handle you. You say, well, I ain't going to get real bad. I'm just going to do this. Well, can I use an illustration? It may be strange to use this illustration, but can I use this in closing this morning? Do you remember Brer Rabbit and the Tar Baby? You remember that? When he comes up, this tar rabbit, as we would say it that way, he looked at it, and he looked, and he touched, and he stuck. He thought, well, I need out, and he can't get loose. He said, well, I'll use my other hand and get loose. And his other one got stuck. And for long, he's in all of it. See, that's exactly the way sin is. Amen. You think you're going to be all right. You think you can handle it, but you can't. The end is still the same. Hey, the end of sin's death. That's what the book of James chapter 1 tells us. When sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Amen. Hey, we need to pray for our country. We need to be light and salt in this country like never before for the glory of God. Amen. Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for giving me freedom to deliver what you put on my heart today. Lord, I'm glad that you are on the throne. I thank you that you're mindful of us and you care for us. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that if we call, you hear. Lord, if we repent, you'll forgive. Oh God, help us in this invitation. Help that soul that's lost. Lord, they'd run to you repenting and be saved. Lord, help us as a nation. Lord God, we pray in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just for a moment. I've tried my best just to preach what God put on me, a topical thought, but yet it's what God wanted me to preach this morning. And friend, I say again, it's a great enemy of America. It's the great enemy of your life too, sin. Sin will destroy you. I wonder, is there someone here, being honest with yourself and before the Lord, and say, preacher, I'm lost. I need to be saved. You slip your hand up. We're not going to embarrass you. We're not putting you out. We won't pray for you. Preacher, I'm lost. And I'm going to raise my hand asking you to pray for me. Anybody? Maybe you're saved by the grace of God, but you be honest and say, I'm not living for the Lord like I ought to. Sin's got in my life. Pray for me, preacher. Amen. Somebody else. Amen. Somebody else. Preacher, I've let some kind of sin in my life. Pray for me. I want us to stand this morning. Can I say this also? I believe us as God's people need to pray for our nation. I mean that, not just as leaders, but praying God, help us. Have folk get right with the Lord. That's the answer. While we sing, this altar's open.